Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. More concerns about coronavirus in China and here at home, with word that a U.S. citizen has succumbed to the disease.
The first American has died of the coronavirus in Wuhan, the central Chinese city at the center of this outbreak. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing confirmed to ABC News that a 60-year-old U.S. citizen who was being treated at the Jinjiantan Hospital, one of the key hospitals dealing with this outbreak, died on Thursday. Citing privacy, the embassy provided no further details on the patient.
That is correspondent Carson Yu. Yesterday was the deadliest day yet for the virus in mainland China, 86 deaths. A total of 722 people are dead now, nearly 35,000 infected. Also today, a cruise ship is set to leave dock in Bayonne this morning, most of a day late, after a special sanitizing because four people were taken from the ship to be tested for coronavirus. Deanna from Pennsylvania told 1010 Winds.
It would have been nice to know sooner. More people have died from the flu than coronavirus. So if they're going to be willing to let things air out for 24 hours, yay them.
There are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in New Jersey. Now, the situation is much worse on a cruise liner off Japan, where a total of 64 people have tested positive and what was supposed to be a luxury vacation turned into quarantine.
Conditions on board are not great. You know, we speak to people who say they're only allowed out of their rooms under strict supervision by security guards for around an hour a day. They're not allowed to talk to one another. There's no laundry services. They can't get clean clothes. They're bored out of their minds. It's a tough situation, and it's been described kind of as this floating prison.
That's correspondent Matt Rivers. Also word that five people recently evacuated from Wuhan to California's Travis Air Force Base are in the hospital with symptoms of the virus. No confirmation so far. Here in the city, officials say the fourth person under investigation tested negative, and they're waiting for results on the fifth possible case. There are no confirmed cases in New York State so far. In Chicago, two patients with the virus, a husband and wife, were discharged to recover in isolation at their homes. Now, coronavirus is the topic for this week's in-depth podcast. Dr. Sira Madad, recently seen in Netflix's Pandemic, says don't count on those masks.
You wear it because you are sick and we want to prevent you from spreading it to others. It's not the other way around. So if you're a healthy individual and if you think you're wearing a mask and that'll protect you from, let's say, the novel coronavirus, well, it's not protecting you from the novel coronavirus because it's not filtering out those particles that are in the air.
For more in-depth, go to 1010winds.com and click on the podcast tab. Big trouble for an off-duty NYPD officer accused of setting up a fake drug deal to get away with 10 pounds of pot. The feds say transit officer Michael Latimer was caught on camera using his service weapon and bulletproof vest as he took the gym bag full of marijuana from a man in a Bronx apartment. He and accomplice Jamal Jones got away with the stash, only to be pulled over nearby. Authorities tell the Daily News he told the arresting officers he was on his way home and on the job trying to get away because he's a cop. Instead, Latimer and Jones were charged with a bunch of federal offenses arraigned yesterday, and Latimer's no longer on the job. He resigned from the NYPD yesterday morning. The battle over broker fees isn't over yet. Real estate groups are going to sue Monday.
In the dog-eat-dog world of New York City real estate, brokers are the middlemen between renters and landlords. And brokers collect fees up front that can be as much as 15% of the annual lease.
Those ads that are coming onto websites, they're doing the advertising, they're doing the showing.
Tuesday night, the state ruled renters can no longer be charged broker fees. Reggie Thomas is with the Real Estate Board of New York.
It has a dramatic impact on the lives of property owners, real estate agents, and everyday renters who unfortunately may very well see their rents go up.
And Thomas says not only will thousands of brokers lose their jobs, but landlords will pass advertising and showing costs on to the renters. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The latest firestorm from the Harvey Weinstein trial isn't coming from the testimony or the defendant. It's his lawyer. On the New York Times Daily podcast, Donna Rotunno was asked if she'd ever been sexually assaulted, replied that she was not, because she'd never put herself in that position. She added she's always made choices from college age on where she never drank too much, never went home with somebody she didn't know. and never put herself in any vulnerable circumstances ever. New York Times reporter Megan Toohey pressed her on that, asking if she thinks every woman who's been assaulted somehow put herself in the position. Ratuna replied, absolutely not, but said that women should take precautions in putting themselves in circumstances with other people, just as they do while walking at night. As for the actual trial, Weinstein's lawyer spent the day questioning the victim's recollections. The case resumes next week. Bet you heard some of this last night. Sound of those high winds over the Hudson. Gusts hit up to 60 miles an hour, did plenty of damage across the city, knocking down trees and power lines. Fallen tree in the Bronx led to the suspension of the number 5 train service. Another tree took down catenary wires near New Jersey Transit's Newark Broad Street station. The wind also forced NYC Ferry to stop the Rockaway route for a while. Also some roofing debris falling in Bed-Stuy, a bench and car crushed by a downed tree in Prospect Park, and a road in Ditmas Park where cars and homes were damaged by cracked trees. There were also wind restrictions on the major bridges across the city and a slew of delays at the local airports. Now, today is much quieter, if cooler, and everything is back to normal. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest AccuWeather updates, as well as traffic and transit on the ones, and we'll get you through. Dozens more NYPD officers are about to be mentoring kids in the city. Big Brothers Big Sister says it is expanding the Bigs in Blue program to more precincts across Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Manhattan. CEO Alicia Guevara says the middle schoolers get a lot out of it.
The relationship that they have is one that allows our young people to know that they can count on those officers, not just for their safety, but to guide them, to help them navigate the opportunities before them, really to ignite their full potential.
Bigs in Blue is now in 12 precincts across the city.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.